Prank call him next, baby. 702 right now, 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Wild Out Wake Up Show after Queen Dot Dean and Santillana Farfoot will be in the building. 102. Blame it on the... Jamie Foxx, Young Jock, T-Pain, Blame It On. 707, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, Triad. It's the Wild Out Wake Up Show. Of course, right here on 102 Jam.
Today, partly sunny, has near Stokes, Surrey, and Wilkes.
Both. On the roads, ladies, and that's your 102 traffic jams. You dig?
Both.
Cool. Prank time.
Prank time, man. And someone needs a near ass kick.
Yes.
You know? I haven't kicked anybody's ass in a long time, so I'm thinking to myself, self, why don't you go and kick somebody's ass?
Yeah.
All right. The Clippers right up your ass.
Yin and the
It's the Wild Out on 102 Jams.
Price assumes 5% down payment
in High Point.
All right, 680 or 730-1021. Call right now if you want to put it down, of course, with Liar Liar.
Rick Ross was drummer.
Curtis Jackson, baby mama, ain't asking for a cent. Burn the house down, you gotta buy another. Don't forget the gas can, just a stupid motherfucker.
50 chilling with his baby mama.
You think you hard, put your gun in your bed, you think you hard. Acting like you're moving, blowing the streets. Because where I'm from, we got the hustler E, and you the police.
You won't believe what the leader told me.
Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Chris Brown was arrested for felony battery on Saturday night after a pre-Grammy party, where he is alleged to have beaten Rihanna.
All about the drama. 102 Jams.
Ace Hood. 102 Jams, 715. Up next, Liar Liar. So while I wake up, show.
I'm a diva.
I got room for one more contestant on Liar Liar. Call right now, 680 or 730-1021 if you want to put it down with Liar Liar. That's up next, baby. 102 Jams. 102 Jam, 723, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning, this is Wild Out Wake Up Show.
Today, 2 hour delay.
On the roads, we're actually good right now, ladies and gentlemen. No accidents to report. Buckle up, drive safe. That's your 102 traffic jam.
Cool, let's do Liar Liar.
So you lied to me about everything, huh?
You better damn well tell me the truth. No more lies, you understand? No more lies.
He's a liar.
Sometimes grown-ups need to lie.
And now you're standing there lying. You make me sick.
Lie.
No, it was the truth.
When he say it was the truth, he was talking about the story that I told. 102 Jams. So while I wake up, so it's time for Liar Liar. Here we go. Got a couple of contestants on line one. Wyona's on the line. What up, baby?
What's going on?
Where you calling from?
Trifo.
All right, on line two, I got my man Josh. What up, Josh?
What's up?
Where you calling from, man?
Calling from Reedsville.
Okay, here we
Josh
go.
Josh Howard.
No, I don't think this is Josh Howard. No. All right, three stories, one of them's real. Wyona, you'll get the first option at the end when it comes time to pick your story, okay? Josh, you get to decide who's going to tell the story first, man.
I'm going to go with you.
All right, cool. It's a pretty simple story of some ridiculousness, all right? There was a guy. He had a family. They lived in an apartment building. His wife and his son got murdered. But his landlord didn't care. His landlord is giving him a bill for back rent owed from his wife because she did not give sufficient notice that she wasn't going to be living there anymore. That's all.
Right.
Actually, that's not the truth. The truth is there was a man who was on a business trip and he was driving. And he had an unfortunate car accident. But he had already had hotel reservations. But the car accident was so bad, he spent like 2 days in the hospital. The hotel still ended up charging his credit card for 2 days, saying, listen, sir, we don't care what the hell happened to you. We have a 24-hour cancellation policy.
Mm.
Deal with it. That's the truth.
Benjamin Benson passed in a flight crash. And it was saddened that he left so much debt, not to his wife, but to his son. Benjamin Benson Jr. because they shared the same name. And Benjamin Benson Jr. was responsible for his dad's student loans from school because his pops didn't put them Jesus in deferment before he kicked the bucket.
There's your three stories. One of them's real. Wyona, you get first pick, baby. Which one do you believe?
Okay, I'm going to go with you, Kyle.
All right, put Wyona down with me. Josh.
Yeah.
That leaves you Aph or Dot.
I'm
going to go with B Dot.
You're going to go with Dot. Nobody picked Aph. Nobody believed Aph.
Well, you both lose.
No, they don't.
They sure don't.
Somebody is a winner.
And you're a winner when you roll with Dottie, baby.
No, nope, sorry, Josh. You picked Dot. Wyona, you're the winner, baby.
Out of hell with you,
yeah.
I was telling the truth. Yep. Sorry about that, Josh.
All right, no problem, man.
All right, dog.